all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
All right, so check this out, Megan. Mashable claims that clowns are set to invade screenings of Stephen King's new movie, It, coming up this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So,
great idea.
So a Facebook page called Clown Purge Australia says that 10 clowns will descend upon movie theaters in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, and Perth. Okay, good. So this is not happening in America.
It's literally happening on the other side of the world. I think we're okay.
But, you know, anytime
but
you hear
But there's
going to
be copy clowns. There's going to be
exactly,
copy clowns.
Exactly. Yep. So the page says, we're not here to harm, only here for a laugh and a good time.
Oh, I bet. Just sounds like a great time.
Oh my gosh.
Are they
going to
have sharpened teeth? That's what I want to know.
It sounds even creepier when they say something like that. When yeah, it's like, oh no, we're here to harm. We're just here for a laugh.
Everybody floats down here. No, this sounds terrible. I don't like this at all. Well, here's something that doesn't really sound so good. Johnny, you tell me what you think about this. OK Magazine claims that Katy Perry is selling tickets to her tour on Groupon for $9.
I like this.
Is that a good sign for her tour? Isn't Groupon sort of for like, you know, things that you don't
last minute
to
discount
sell?
Stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just trying to make it more accessible, which would be cool.
Yeah, it's one of the two. I mean, you could say her tours, you know, going down to the dumps, but I like this because every time any of these big pop stars or rock stars go out on tour, you always are stuck with paying, if you want a good seat, paying. Probably triple digits. You're probably going to pay at least over $100 if you want to see a really good show pretty close. So you, instead of being in the nosebleed. So I think this is a great tactic. I think this if this works for her, I could see a lot more artists doing that.
Yeah, and I like the idea that, you know, the tickets are so expensive usually and you can't get them and then they're gone. So having something you can get, which is actually totally affordable.
Right.
That would be like a nice little bonus for fans. So yeah, we'll see.
I love that. And then this is the bonus. You know, we haven't heard from this woman in quite a while. Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan is in the news. She told InStyle magazine that she feels a connection to Donald Trump because they both have 1990s style hair.
Oh, boy.
She says, it breaks my heart when he's insulting. It really does. After all, I feel a fellowship with him because we both know what it feels like to have famous hair.
Oh, my God.
She did have great hair.
They are hair twins. She did. I wonder if she still has great 90s hair. I haven't seen Meg Ryan in a while, but every time I feel like I've seen her, she's had that same sort of short, I don't know, chunky
Tea
that was so big. It was some variation of it. So maybe
she still
has the hair she had then.
I saw her do a movie a few years back, and she had long, straight hair, and I didn't even recognize her. I thought she was a totally different person.
Well,
so I'm hoping she got back to that 90s hair. Yeah, I think so.